Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of May, recording at 9:04 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In global stock markets, we had some weakness across the boards here today. I was about to say we had some downward dynamics. I think it'd be fairly small downward dynamics. And Wall Street, for instance, the S&P closed down 1.67%. That's not a dynamic. It had been down lower, but clawed back some of those declines towards the close. Long-dated government bonds were hit quite hard in here today. Inflation fears a factor there. The U.S. dollar reversed an early gain and weakened, with the dollar index back down to 80.5, having been almost a point higher earlier in the day. Now, exciting stuff in the precious metals here, particularly silver, which is up at 1455 as I speak. That's breaking out of a trading range, lasting must be at least a couple of weeks. Gold has continued to push higher. It's currently 954.55. Elsewhere, though, industrial metals were weaker across the boards. And I see crude oil is weaker, so is natural gas. But crude oil has been very strong recently. It's at 61, it's down just over a dollar. Natural gas has taken a bigger hit. That's down 3.5 cents. Most of the soft commodities are down today, although not soybeans. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a wonderful stock market rally. Atypical, actually, because markets seldom go on 11-week benders in either direction. It's terribly exciting and fun and rewarding when it does happen, rewarding if one's on the right side of the trend. It's not normal. Normal in markets is ranging, and then you get some explosions, and we have certainly seen explosions extending upward trends where stock markets had already bottomed out and producing type 2, as taught at the chart seminar, extreme reactions against the prevailing trend, big upward big upside rallies in the ones that are the laggards, mostly OECD laggards, which were hitting new lows in early March. Now, this strong stock market rally has emboldened many people to talk about green shoots of recovery. Well, I remain a skeptic on that, and as you may recall, I've been fairly cautious about global economic activity for really quite some time. We saw an economic seizure in the fourth quarter of last year. That carried well into the first quarter of this year. Now, many people were forecasting depression. This was never the Fuller Money view. And I think we have seen even the alarmists back away from that depression forecast, and rightly so. And therefore, that's left a considerable amount of room for reappraisal as far as equities are concerned. And I mentioned on a number of occasions over the last few months that all the building blocks for an economic, for a stock market recovery were in place. And those include record low interest rates, record monetary stimulus, record levels of cash held by institutional investors. And improved equity valuations, certainly, and also very low inflation rates. So those are the building blocks for a bullish activity in economies, in say bullish activity in stock markets. The economic data continues to lag, and many of those green shoots that people talk about, I think, are economic mold. And my feeling is, and as I've said before, that the news will be economic news is stabilizing somewhat, so it'll be less bad when we get the second quarter reports. It'll be less bad still when we get to the third quarter reports. Now, that's not bullish in terms of economic activity, although it's bullish in terms of stock market performance, if people have been expecting a depression, as many of them actually were. Now, come the fourth quarter of this year, given the annualized nature of reporting, I think things will be looking up, because there's no way that Q4 this year, in my opinion, is going to look as bad as Q4 last year, and ditto Q1 2010 is going to look a lot better than Q1 2009. But in the interim, investors should not be surprised. None of us should be surprised if we see a lengthy stock market consolidation, and that includes a reaction. And some of these reactions will start to worry people at some point, for sure. We can anticipate that. So if you're going to be frightened by those reactions, it's better to be frightened now and act upon it. I'm going to ride it out, but I was sufficiently frightened by the prospects now to have closed out my leveraged long trades in equities, as you know. Okay, what else here? I'm not quite sure why the, well, I was going to say why the government bonds were so weak, but I think it's inflation fears overall. And as economies gradually recover, those long-dated yields can only go up. That's a no-brainer, to use the vulgarism. Currencies, dollar still remains soft. There's no reason why we should have a very strong dollar at this stage. The dollar was the one currency that had held its gains that had occurred during the last quarter of last year. Actually, it had started earlier. It had started in July of last year. Had very good gains, held on to them in the fourth quarter, or extended them in the fourth quarter of last year, held on to them in the first quarter of this year, and now it's payback time as people back away from those end of the world forecasts. That's good for gold and good for silver. Seasonally, as I've said before, this is not the time when one would expect a big run, but these have been unusual times that we've been experiencing, to put it mildly, and few markets have been paying any attention to seasonal factors. I'm impressed by the technical evidence that I see for precious metals. That said, and I do want to comment on this in addition to what I did in the comment of the day, I took a lot of profits today. I halved my platinum position. I didn't have that much in the way of profits there, but I had some. I halved that. I halved my very big silver position. I took a little bit of gold out. Well, I took a quarter of my gold position out. I took profits on my gilt short and on my Norwegian crown short. Now, I did this not because of any change of mind or heart in here, but I think you do know, and it's appropriate that I mention it again, that I am going on holiday next week. And I'm going to be in an area where Wi-Fi is all but impossible. I don't want to be calling up or having to twitch until I get a newspaper to see what's actually going on, because I have been holding some quite large positions recently in my trading account. So I cut right back on those, and actually all I hold now, there are lots of positions there that I like. I'm saying I'm doing this because I'm going away on holiday and I don't want to be distracted by that, and I'll come back after next week and then see what I wish to reopen and hope that my favorites haven't moved too far away from me. So that's why I did it. And it's only been in my leveraged trading account, and the three positions that I still hold in my leveraged trading account are gold, silver, and platinum. But as I said, reduced from what they were yesterday. And I think that's pretty much it here today. Interesting stuff. I hope you have some of these precious metals. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.